From Lands That See the Sun Arise by Steve Martland. It was sung by the BBC Singers, conducted by Stephen Clebury. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Now on this Christmas Day, a special edition of Jazz Lineup, introduced by Julian Joseph.
Good evening and a happy Christmas from the BBC Maida Vale Studios in West London. Today we salute a jazz legend, a composer, soloist, arranger and educator of the highest order, a musician who was to have directed his orchestra tonight at this concert. We sadly lost Michael Garrick in November, and he last recorded in these studios last year for this programme to commemorate his 50 years in broadcasting. In fact, he was no stranger to these studios, having broadcast from here with a multitude of combinations. To tonight, and his orchestra will be directed by his son, Gabriel, Mr. Gabriel Garrick. The centerpiece of tonight's jazz lineup is Michael Garrick's Peter Pan. The Peter Pan suite is in 10 movements and portrays all the classic characters: Peter Pan, Mrs. Darling, Mr. Darling, Wendy, the Lost Boys, Tink, that's Tinkerbell, Hook, the trees, Crocodile, and the finale being Neverland. Each section is preceded or features a lyric by Michael Garrick and will be read by either Gabriel Garrick or vocalist Nettie Robinson. Gabriel?
Also on piano, joining us, I'm very privileged to say we have Julian Joseph.
Now, this is quite a work from your father. I mean, he certainly wasn't shy in his composing output, but this is quite a staggering piece of it in his modern period.
This, to be honest, is one of his crowning glories, or it certainly starts a period of time which I would consider to be one of his crowning glories. It's very hard to say that, actually, because, of course, he's been prolifically composing for, well, before he wrote this, at least 40 years. But this time, especially for the big band, he got really into the writing and the voicing and the scoring for this setup, this lineup of musicians, that this piece, for me, really shows an awful lot of his maturity and crowning glory. Period.
So you remember this piece being written. Was it all conceived in one go and he sort of just kept rolling them out, or he rolled it out all at once in these 10 movements? Or
the way I remember it, there was some involvement with some local, I think it was actually Roy Mathers, who we had officiating at the funeral, strange enough, a lovely man, who'd given him the germ of the idea. And in fact, this was on the... Dad was speaking about this on the Radio 3 programme at midnight on Saturday. I hear him now, remember him saying that somebody suggested, why don't you write it, because it was 2002, 2003, why don't you write something to do with the Cray brothers, because one of them had just died. And in typical Mike Garrick fashion, he was abhorred by the fact that nothing gets more publicity in the world than crime. And somehow or another, the idea of Peter Pan was introduced to him in writing about Peter Pan. And he thought, well, that's it, you know, and jumped on it. And I think it just came pretty quickly. I remember, as far as my involvement and the band's involvement was at the time, we were playing regularly at the Vortex, the old Vortex in Stoke Newington, once a month for a period of a couple of years. And he used that to kind of rehearse it, get the ideas out and all the rest of it. It was a bit of a struggle at times, but because of the very complex nature of the music. But that's my overriding memories.
Poetry, literature, these are things that were very important to him and things that he'd dealt with in his art for many, many years. Do you remember him reading? Do you remember his passion for literature?
Julian, I can remember is too weak a word. There's no word that can describe what poetry, literature, particularly poetry, induces in my feeling about Dad in terms of how important it was to him, because it was all about poetry, looking at the higher ideals about mankind's process, development, spirituality, and all the other questions which can never be answered with the intellect, and many religions and all the rest of it. Mysticisms have tried hard to point in the right direction, and will always fail, and they'll always fail for one reason, and that is because, ascribe whatever name you like to God or the Creator, you'll never know him with your head. You'll only know him with your heart and love, and that's what the deal is. But I suppose, as a human being, we have the head to deal with these things and try and decode the feelings that we feel and the intuitions and the impulses that we come across. So it's a constant, endless fascination to try and use words to describe certain things. Ultimately, though, Dad was a musician, and music is the ultimate language in that it doesn't define anything. It's quite open. They're open questions, musical phrases, sounds, tones, all the rest of it, any kind of music. But it will speak to you. It will speak to you far louder than any words in any language. And so you marry the two in Michael Garrick, and there you have it.
Would you say Peter Pan, this Peter Pan suite, is typical of his writing?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, there's a lot of things that I could list, and I could probably ramble on for ages like that, you know, but certainly wonderful themes. You know, he wrote melodies, incredibly beautiful melodies, very easily. But he would never be satisfied with just sticking to a kind of, if you like, straightforward melody. He would have to kind of put a stamp of extra creation on it and make it more quirky, I think, if you like. That's a nice word to use.
Well, I think we've got an idea of what we might be hearing, or actually have no idea of what we might be hearing.
Just as well.
But equally, it makes the anticipation that more poignant. Before we get to the music, I'm just going to announce the members of the band. So thank you very much, Gabriel Garrick.
Thank you, Julian.
So in the rhythm section, we have Dominic Ashworth on guitar, Matt Ridley on the bass, Alan Jackson on the drums. Leading the saxophone section on alto, we have Sam Boulard, Dave Shulman, Mick Foster's playing tenor, Sam Walker's on tenor, Bob Mackay is on baritone. And there are many doublings going on, clarinet, flute, piccolo, bass clarinet. On the trombones, we have Mark De Silva, Martin Gladish, and Dave Eaglestone. On the trumpets, we have Steve Waterman, Steve Fishwick, Rory Simmons, and Martin Shaw. And we have vocalist and narrator Nettie Robinson, musical director and narrator and trumpeter Gabriel Garrick. And I shall be taking the piano chair. Jazz Lineup presents the Peter Pan Suite by Michael Garrick, performed by the Michael Garrick Jazz Orchestra. Each section has its own narration, so you can follow the story. And we begin the Peter Pan Suite with Nettie Robinson setting up the character Peter Pan.
Look at Peter Pan. Catch him, if you can. Playful, boastful, and big head. Fighting pirates, chasing Indians, never having time for growing up. Up, always having fun. Battles always won. No embarrassing failures. Darting lightly, day and nightly, flying just as easy as the birds. Up we go, down we go, climb so high, fall so low, everything at speed. Careless and impatient, smug if not complacent. Fairy dust all that you need. Cock-a-doodle-doo! And and the same to you. You can hear him a mile away. If you want eternal youth, then follow me and jump the roof and fly up above in the sky. Don't just stand there and sigh. Well, at least you could try.
We'll be right back.
Have you met with Mrs. Darling, warm and wise and true? Graceful, charming Mrs. Darling, gracious, caring too. Have you heard her gentle speaking, low and soft and blue? Yet her heart can dance on air, crazy as a bird, crying like a bird, songs you've never heard. Have you seen the kiss that no one near can seem to claim? Someone will. She doesn't know his name. Gazing at the noon crowds, seeking out a clue. Is he quite far? What shall she do? Is he quite near? Could it be you? Should, by chance, our Mrs. Darling take you in her arms, you'd never leave them.
Thank you.
what an important man! Full of brains and silly tricks, in the office works with all his might. Making himself smart, even though he cannot tie his tie, never thinking of his future plight. What a man! How the neighbours all admire him! What a man! For a dad! Who might think troubles await him? Accidents, people might say, served him right.
Thank you.
do. Darning our socks, washing and ironing too. Send me, lend me, Wendy. Sweet and neat and tidy. Everything anyone could wish to see. Kiss me goodnight, hug me well tight, Wendy. Now the fun can start. Tend me, please don't rend me. Wendy, mend my heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Is my special interest. Yes, sir.
Well, would you believe in Tinkerbells?
Gentlemen, for our next selection, a word from the composer.
Hear the heaving sea bringing him nearer now. If you wait, you'll see how evil takes a bow. Hold your breath like me, and tremble as I vow. Fearful deeds and loneliness go hand in hand. Or should I say, a hook. Nowhere in the world for him to harbour in. Moustache thickly curled, a mind with hell within. Oaths and curses hurled at all who challenge him. Fearful deeds and loneliness go hand in hand. Or should I say, a hook. Sail ahoy! Driving through the dreadful dark, on and on, restless for his prey. No escape. Everlasting torment where the skull and crossbones linger in a cast iron finger. Once upon a time his life was ordinary, just like yours or just like mine. He had almost been in love with someone, but it was a waste of precious time. Slowly he found it easier to rob and kill and build a life of crime. Drawn in deep, magnet-like it sucked him down. Tentacles strong on every side. Public school, every detail of his dress in such perfect order. Good form knows no border. Just remember, Hook. He's close behind you now. Though you'd close this book, he's always plotting how everywhere you look, his shadows on your brow. Fearful deeds and loneliness go hand in hand, or should we say, a hook.
Thank you.
What a reptile! See his teeth! Lazy in the long afternoon. Half asleep. He's half awake. Waits for it. Wait for it. Here he comes. Crocodile, crocodile, here he comes.
Thank you.
a place of dream. Call it Neverland. Strange to comprehend or to understand. Just behind your mind, near at hand, children find it easy. Neverland, fairies make their home up within the forest dome. Mermaids in the morning glisten, engines in the gloom beat drums in the firelight. So whispers Wendy's voice, a mother's now. Years hurry by, become so crowded, so little space to fling wide the magic doors. But when the story's told, whose heart's beating faster to fly away? It's yours. Thank you.
The Michael Garrick Orchestra. And that was a performance in its entirety of the Peter Pan Suite, a jazz suite in 10 movements played by the Michael Garrick Jazz Orchestra and conducted by Gabriel Garrick. Mr. Gabriel Garrick. And a composition very much reflecting the spirit, uniqueness, and creativity of one of Britain's shining light composers over the last 50 years, Michael Garrick, very much alive in music, Mr. Michael Garrick. I'd like to just have you hear the names of these fabulous members of the group in section. Rhythm section, Dominic Ashworth on guitar, Matt Ridley on the bass, Alan Jackson on the drums. Our saxophone and woodwind section, led by Sam Bullard on the alto saxophone. Dave Shulman's also on the alto. Mick Foster's on tenor. Sam Walker on the tenor. Bob Mackay on the baritone. Your trombone section are Mark De Silva, Martin Gladish, and Dave Eaglestone. At the trumpets, we have Steve Waterman, Steve Fishwick, Rory Simmons, and Martin Shaw. Our vocalist and narrator, Nettie Robinson. Musical director and narrator, Mr. Gabriel Garrick.
himself, without whom this performance wouldn't have been so magical. Genius, Julian Joseph, please.
Well, this has been a special jazz lineup for Christmas Day. It features the music of Michael Garrick, and it's played by the Michael Garrick Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Gabriel Garrick. Jazz lineup for New Year's Day has Claire Martin presenting Roy Haynes in concert at this year's London Jazz Festival. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night, a roundup of the year. So listen for that. And thank you very much for listening from all of us here at the BBC Maida Vale Studios in West London. Happy Christmas and bye-bye.